The Browns had said that you were their guy. You were hit their guy for months. When did you get a sense that they were going to take you?
Well, just now, for real. I mean, because, you know, you hear different stuff, and you hear, you know, stuff people want to trade up and people want to trade down, and, you know, you never know. I mean, so, but I, you know, I kind of sense that they liked me, you know, because when I was up there, and then they, you know, they got on to coach about me knocking them down, and they just left the every bit of that.
So, what is your reaction to being drafted here?
Oh my God, I really can't explain it to you. It's bigger than winning my national championship, and I mean, there's no more hard work for my mom, and man, the feeling I got right now is incredible, man. I'm on cloud nine, man. I'm high with life right now, man. Hello.
Hey Trent, welcome to Cleveland.
Hey man, how you doing? Thank you.
Good. I'm doing a lot better because you got drafted. Trust me.
Well, thank you, man. I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be part of the Browns, man. I'm happy to be a part of it.
What my question is: a lot of people said that a running back shouldn't be taken that high in the draft. Running backs can be found in the later rounds. Yet you have a unique skill set. Tell me how confident you were that you knew that you would be picked early in the draft.
I was pretty confident. I mean, because, you know, my game film and the league I played in, it shows and it speaks for itself because, you know, playing a league like the SEC and you pound the ball every week and everybody know you're getting the ball, and a lot of people don't realize that looking at my film, yes, I could have had 200-yard game other than, you know, Auburn. On the river, play the first half of each game. It was basically going back to high school ball for me when I, you know, as far as, like, playing every quarter. I play, like, the third quarter and I don't play nothing the fourth at all.
Trent, congratulations. I don't know if you heard it earlier in the day. Jim Brown called you ordinary. I didn't know if you had a reaction to that.
No, I mean, I don't have no reaction to that. I mean, because I got a lot, you know, to play for. I mean, with Dick Shoes, I mean, the stuff that he done did in life, and even with Emmitt Smith coming to the same town, I got a lot to prove. And so, what he said, I take it in for a lot of courage. I don't listen to anything negative about it. And I don't think, you know, prove him wrong. I mean, if you say ordinary, I'm an ordinary human, you know. But as a back, I'm going to be that special guy. I'm going to make sure they always hear my name, and you have to compare people to me.
Trent, you won a lot of games in Alabama. Conversely, the Browns have not won many games the last several years. What type of adjustment will that be, and how much can you help swing that around?
Well, it's going to be big, you know, as far as, you know, making an adjustment. I mean, I'm just, you know, really trying to make the team better, and I can't predict the future. I mean, but what it is, that's my, whatever it is, that's going to be my team, but I'm going to make sure that I bond with my team and make sure we gel together and try to get everybody to bond into the program. Because I figured, you know, and how I live in Bama and how I play, if we buy into the program and all get on one page, we can be the goodest, greatest team that we can, you know, anybody can ever play. And I don't think, you know, everybody buy into the program and get on the same page and have that leadership, I don't think we can be touched.
Hey, Trent, congratulations. You're coming to a city where football is king and fans are starved for a winner, as you may know about Cleveland. How much do you know about the history of the Browns and maybe some of the pressures that will come with that, considering how high you were drafted?
Oh, man, you know Browns. I mean, you know they have great running backs there. And history of Browns, man, when it comes to it, their football there is almost like a college-town football team. Like, as far as, like, being at Bama, his Bama Nation is crazy out there. So when it comes, you know, to playing football for Cleveland, I'm a happy man, and I'm excited. As a matter of fact, one of my hometown friends that I kind of grew up with, you know, and my brother played ball with him, Top of Reuben, played nose guard for him.
Hey, you know, in 2010, you guys beat Texas for the national championship, and now you're going to have Colt McCoy as your quarterback. So just talk about how much you could help him and his offense.
Well, you know, being on the team, man, Colt can help me too. And, you know, I'm here to, you know, try to make the team better. And, you know, and I still got a lot to prove, and, you know, just to earn everybody's respect. And so, Colt, I'm here to help Colt, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to make him better. And I know Colt's going to, you know, whoever it takes to make me better. And so we're going to get on the same page, and I can't wait to meet them face-to-face, you know, and get to work with them.
Hey, Trent. I was wondering if you thought you got Cleveland's attention when you knocked Gary Brown over at your pro day.
I'm pretty sure I did get their attention when I knocked him down. Matter of fact, he got a text and said 3 minutes into his workout, to his running his drills, and you're already on your butt.
Trent, after you were right away after you were announced, you said on the in your interview that due to an injury, you almost weren't able to run again. Is that the meniscus you were talking about? Can you expound on that a little bit?
No. That was in high school. I was in high school, my freshman and sophomore year. I didn't play football until my junior high school. My meniscus, that's something that really that you don't really need for real. I mean, but like I said, they ain't got nothing to do with it. What people talking about a knee injury, what knee injury? You don't even see that knee injury when it comes down to it.
Trent, congratulations. I want to ask you, the Browns have some, obviously, the need at running back, and they filled that, but they really struggled to pass the ball effectively last year, and I'm wondering what you feel like you can bring to the table as a receiver.
As a receiver, I feel like, you know, I can get out there when it's third down and, you know, they want to go five wide. I don't have to, you know, they don't have to put an extra receiver in. They can just put me out there. And you know, I feel like if a linebacker line up on me, they're in a lot of trouble. And so and if they put a cornerback on me and I touch that ball and I get in space, it's going to be a lot of trouble for him too. And as far as, you know, helping the team with, you know, passing the ball, I bring a lot of teams up to the, you know, up in the box. And I'm used to playing teams like that to bring teams up in the box and up in the box. I mean, so when it comes down to it, you know, we're going to get better. We're going to win. And we ready. And we almost there.
Trent, you went to a high school that produced a Hall of Fame running back. Do you see yourself similar to him, and do you aspire to be like Emmett?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, similar-wise, because that man, he had a dog in him, and he always going to fight. And no matter what, this man never going to give up, and this man going to give you 110% everywhere you go. And so I see a lot of that in me and you know, my potential, and I know the potential he had and that success he had. I'm willing, you know, to man up to it, you know, and try to, you know, follow his footsteps, you know, and if not, you know, do stuff better.
Hey, Trent, coming to the AFC North, you're going to be meeting Ray Lewis and Troy Polamalu on a regular basis. Just talk about that challenge.
I can't wait. You know, I know it's going to be a big challenge, and, you know, them guys are the best, and they're the hardest hitting team as it is. And so when it comes down to it, I'm going to be ready, and I can't wait to step up and get up in the game.
Trent, the Browns traded three picks just to move up one spot in the draft. What does that mean to you that they were able to do that?
That I'm their guy, and then they want me, and that I better do something that, you know, help them win. So it's a lot of pressure on me when it comes. You know, I don't call it pressure. It's a lot of opportunity for me to, you know, try to, you know, better this team and help this team, you know, win more games.